relationship with Steve Garvey's ex-wife is going to completely, I mean, not just melt down, but have, like, nuclear fusion?
It's already started to dissolve. Wasn't there something about them in the Post today?
Well,
or yesterday?
Yeah, there's something about her that she's got to go to court because she lied about being stalked, and she admitted, she actually pleaded guilty about it.
Doesn't he have to propose to her before the pool really takes effect? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, is this Todd?
Yes.
Todd, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Hi there.
Hi, Todd.
How you doing?
Hi, buddy. We're doing a radio show now, just like you.
Uh-huh.
We were reading in R&R, the ad that you have for a DJ.
Correct.
What town is WTNV located in, Todd?
It's in Jackson, Tennessee.
Jackson, Tennessee. Down
fortunately,
where...
that is within 200 miles of Pennsylvania.
That's right. We have a guy on the line that we think is going to be right for your morning gig.
Or no,
morning.
It's nights. The gig is nights.
It's a night gig, okay.
But again, beggars can't be choosers.
That's right.
Now, if we could just hook these together. Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin, this is Todd O'Hara.
Hi, Todd.
How you doing, Kevin?
How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
And Todd's the PD at WTNV.
Okay, TN, like in Nancy V?
As in Victor, right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, go ahead, Kevin. Here you go. We've gotten your foot in the door. This is a country station, but still it's a station looking for a DJ.
That's right.
Okay, Todd, you're looking for a morning show.
No.
Maybe.
Never know.
Okay, because I am definitely looking for a morning gig.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Whereabouts? Where are you now?
I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg. How far is that from Bellefonte?
We're talking probably a good couple hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that.
I have relatives in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Well, see, now use this to your advantage now, Kevin.
I passed through Bellefonte the other day, Todd. So.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
On your way to State College?
Actually, right through State College.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I think there's a chemistry. Hey, come on, Todd.
Come on,
Kevin. Kevin, Todd.
Go with it, Kevin.
It's a great talent.
Hard sell now, Kevin. Hard sell, my man.
Yeah, so look, Todd, let me tell you, you're not going to find somebody who's... you're never going to find a more dedicated employee,
uh-huh.
a guy who takes his job seriously,
uh-huh.
and who gets in there, loves listeners, loves remotes.
Oh, no, you don't. Nobody loves remotes.
I do, man. No, I'm serious.
Come on, be honest.
I think he has to say it.
He has to say it at this point.
Depends on what the hourly wage is when it comes to remotes.
And listen, about money. Todd, you'd like to know this. They cut his pay at the station he's working at now by 50%. So you could probably get him super on the cheap.
How super?
I wouldn't go that far, Todd.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, would you like to play some of your tape for Todd?
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact.
Would you have a second to listen to one break, Todd?
I do have a second.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
See, now, look at this. We're making some real progress.
This is good. I feel good about this.
I feel like Kathy Lee doing so much good for so many people.
Yeah, well, at least you're not working.
So guess who's going to change the style of movies that he does?
Who's that?
See, now we put all the pressure on the program director. Now the program director can tell them he sucks.
What's he going to do?
Well, see, he said he kind of got tired of doing just action films. And, of course, he tried comedy a little bit, and that flopped like anything. Remember that Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Are you going to do a musical?
No, he's going to go into drama now. He's going to try dramatic.
Hey, I'm a great actor, okay?
He's going to be in a film. Let me see. What is the name of this thing? Called Copland. He's been cast to play a partially deaf sheriff.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
Well, I'm going to be partially deaf.
Now, they can't hear any of this, right?
Right. Okay.
He's a partially deaf.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
Is Rocky anywhere around here, by the way?
Is that the one with no forehead who walks on his knuckles?
Yeah, that's the one we're looking for, yeah.
Well,
there you go.
Todd?
Yeah.
Todd, the question now is, because I know how program directors operate, you only have to hear a tape for 10 or 15 seconds. You've already got your mind made up.
And any negotiating about money, of course, you can save for a later date. But the big question we have for you now,
do you want to hire him?
Sure, if he'll come for the right price.
Ah, there's the key.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
No, I'm not saying anything bad.
See, Kevin, you don't have the right attitude. At this point, this guy, Todd, he could have said, listen.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, you're not what I'm looking for.
Have him send me the tape. No, he said, sure, for the right price.
Right.
You know, when these guys put their ads in R&R, they are looking for bodies. They got to get somebody.
Absolutely.
Right.
I understand that.
And like when you put your ad in, you're looking for work.
That's right.
So right here now, we have already helped you. We got your foot in the door. The guy doesn't think that you suck. You don't think he sucks, do you?
No, he doesn't suck.
He doesn't suck.
And, that's a good start.
And actually, there's a little chemistry between these two guys.
And I want to tell you something, Todd. Kevin loves country music, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And he loves the country radio listener, because as I was saying, the country listeners are the most educated listeners in America.
Hear, hear. Applause for that. Applause for that.
I hear that.
Where exactly are you located again?
Jackson. which is about an hour and a half from Memphis, 2 hours from Nashville.
Okay.
Beautiful part of the country.
Smack in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Call it the Hub City.
The Hub City.
A beautiful part of the
country. You're going to have to hold your nose the whole time you live there, but other than that, it'd be okay.
Now, that's us. That's not Kevin talking.
I'm sure you could rent a real nice trailer.
That's not me.
That's right. You know, that's okay. The kind of show we do, Todd.
Most of his listeners have come with their summer teeth.
Right. Gotcha. Hey, there you go. Now you should have said that on your DJ tape.
Bingo.
Well, there is a six-tooth minimum down there, isn't there?
There you go. Hey, see, everybody's making the joke. We're making magic right now.
Beautiful. Okay, Kevin, this is Todd, and Todd, this is Kevin. I'm going to put both of you guys on hold.
Okay.
Let you speak for a moment in private.
Okay. Now, this isn't private.
No, this really is private because I really am running late here on commercials.
Okay.
So, thank you, Kevin.
Okay.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
And Kevin, please let us know what happens.
Don and Mike, I do appreciate it. And if something comes to this, I will absolutely let you know.
Please do. Thank you, my friend.
And now 60%.
All right. Goodbye, guys. Goodbye. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
And, of course, they are still on the air. Yeah. And they don't realize that they can talk to each other. And if we tell them they can, then
they'll know that.
They'll know.
Now there's just awkward silence.
Now, Todd might not know about the show, but Kevin does. And Kevin still be suspicious.
Sure, Kevin's not going to say anything because
Kevin
knows.
Highly paranoid anyway.
Kevin knows he's on there. Kevin the whole time was waiting for the other shoe to drop with us. Like for us to say, hey, we're crank calling you. No, we're just trying to give something back to the kids.
Don?
Yeah, Mike?
We're trying to do some good.
Amen, brother. Can't listen, the silence continues.
Hello? Hi, Todd?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I can't believe these guys.
That's all right. That's what radio's about.
It is, man. It was fun. Let me tell you.
This guy, Todd.
I haven't had an or right
he's
now.
He's a program director, though, isn't he?
Finishes up with...
Yeah, but he's young. Maybe he hasn't grown into the job yet.
Yeah, he is on the air.
They called asking my wife, is Kevin there, the DJ who bathes daily? So you have a morning position open there?
No, a night gig.
I guess they should have specified it first. I'm looking for a morning.
Just for a second.
Oh, now we get to hear Todd do a break.
Yeah.
Get to hear some real talent.
West Tennessee's country music. 104.1 WTMV.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
They should have made that clear at first. I'm looking for a morning gig. So.
That's a big mistake.
Well, I appreciate it anyway.
No problem.
I hope it works out for you there.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Take care, Todd.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, listen, you ingrate.
Yep.
Hello? Kevin?
Yeah.
What are you... Now, listen.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
I'm a morning man.
Oh,
what are
man.
You doing?
And this PD said he might have a morning opening.
Yeah, he said he might have a morning opening.
No, but I asked him, and he said no. He's looking for a night.
Yeah.
Go back and earn your 50%. You don't have what it takes.
Oh,
yeah,
come on.
We did all we could do.
Know,
you just missed an opportunity.
You
try to do something nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Lost opportunity.
Don, let me tell you. Come on now.
Opportunity.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
Yeah, my friend.
Don, you've been in this business long enough.
Yes, I have. Yes, and you take those opportunities and you grab the opportunities.
But
you make something out of it.
I've been doing this for 15 years now.
Kevin, can I tell you something, Kevin? I'm listening to your high-pitched voice. It's annoying me. I suggest a career in insurance.
All right. Bye, Kevin. Bye.
Hang up and then dial your operator.
Okay. Oh, man. Right, that's work.
Can I tell you something? That's the last time we do something nice for somebody on the show, Mike.
You try to help people.
I swear to God.
This is what happens.
That's the last. The rest of the show, we're going back to being mean. We will be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Food. And them crazy wigs.
I don't buy boiled food.
And that mad cow disease.
Yeah. Gravy on everything.
You know the old gravy, mad cow.
That Yorkshire pudding.
Oh. Hey, listen, hold on a second. We can talk about Jeremy anytime.
Yeah.
I want to do some prime Harvey bashing here. And
yes.
It's Harvey bashing that I think Mike O'Mara might find more interesting than anybody else.
Really?
And here's why. Well, you know, we devoted some time on the program yesterday to Harvey Joel Fisher.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as always, when that happens, somebody calls to tell us something about him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And here's... Time for the bashing. Q107. Okay. I ridiculed you.
Yes, you did.
In recent programs.
Yeah, about what?
About the fact that I do ridicule you on a regular basis.
I'm trying to think.
Which thing? About the cars.
Yes.
About the cars.
Right.
Oh, yeah. About the fact that over the last 10 years, Mike has bought 5 or 6 cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
About every 2 years.
We got into the big upside down thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's awful. How could you do that?
And I informed you, Dodd, that I just like being in cotton picking debt.
Well, now, as it turns out, you're not alone.
Yes.
For you share something with Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Fisher.
Always wanted to share something with him.
I'll bet.
Well,
yeah.
I happen to know if you go to a certain Chevrolet dealership in Gaithersburg, Maryland, you can ask to see a black 1996 Z28 SS Camaro that is number 12 of only 1,500 limited edition Camaros that they made.
Yeah.
This car has only 350 miles on it, wow. And the plaque says Jack Diamond is the original owner of the car.
Oh, a plaque inside of the car?
Yes, a brass plaque.
Oh, God.
On the dash of the car says Jack Diamond bought this car.
How do I get it?
Harvey Fisher, Jack Diamond, has bought a car, on average, over the last 3 years, every 2 months.
Wow. No.
Wow.
Not leased. not got through a corporation.
Right.
Went in and bought a new car every 2 months.
I have to try harder.
These people, they must be fighting when they see him pull into the driveway.
Here comes the idiot. The idiot's coming in right now. Thank you.
You know, if the Columbia Record Club did cars, he'd be their prime customer.
Man, oh man.
The car listed new at $31,000.
Uh-huh.
If you go to this car dealership, the price on the car is $31,000. You may say, now why?
Yeah.
Why am I paying the sticker?
Yeah, why wouldn't there be any depreciation on it?
It's used.
Because it was owned by Jack Diamond.
Hey. Oh. You mean his butt cheeks were on the driver's seat of this car? Wow, thank
that
you.
It increases the value.
Yes, it does.
Wow. Thank you.
Let me call and ask about this car. As I think, what with all the problems we've had with standards and practices.
Yeah. Sure, you might as well take it off the air, yes.
Might be better just to pick up. You know what, I see no reason that you, my brother, Slim or Clyde, whatever your name is, I see no reason you can't pick up the extension and join me in the bidding war.
I'll see, I'm, you know, keep me in mind, because I'm interested also.
Hello. Is this Chevrolet dealership? I'm calling about the car you have that Jack Diamond owned. It's a 1996 Z28 SS Camaro.
The black one. Tell me it's a black one with the limited edition.
Will you pop down? She's already put us on hold.
We're listening to a commercial they got on.
She's
How
already
about that car?
Oh, you know what about cars? We got our car back from the shop today, from the body shop, finally.
Yes.
When I called this morning, here's how they answered the phone. And my wife tells me a lot of businesses do this to her now.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Yeah, hello? Hello? I would like to call to ask about the car that Jack Diamond owned.
The Camaro. We want to buy that Camaro.
It's black. What year is it? How many miles?
Did he own it?
How come he traded back in? Is there something wrong with it? Well, how can he buy 15 or 20 vehicles a year from you?
Well, how come he buy so many cars?
But doesn't he lose money on that? Doesn't he lose money on that?
Does this car have a plaque inside of it that says that Jack Diamond owned it?
Listen, I am the one who called the man. I wish you would hang up the phone.
I want a bid on the car, too.
How much is the car, sir? $30,000.
Oh. Well, how come they sell them for so much?
It's already come down a grand.
That's a, yeah, but how come then if it's used you don't pay $25,000? How come if it's used, you don't pay $25,000?
Yeah, but you charge them more. Are you charging more for it because Jack Diamond drove it?
It's a 12th car made.
Can you get? Do you get it with the plaque that says Jack Diamond drove it?
That's good.
I might come down to see that.
Me too.
You must have a big laugh when he comes into your showroom. Do you guys fight over who gets to sell him the next car? If he buys 20 cars a year, 20 cars over 2 years,
does he buy all his cars from your dealership?
Oh, that must be fun.
I will be there within 40 minutes.
You ain't going to beat me in there.
I'm going to beat you.
No, you ain't.
Now listen, I will pay $25,000
I bet they're
I'll pay $25.5. God damn you. I'll pay $26.250. I'll pay $27.750.
Did you just figure out that they're on that we're doing this to them? Yeah, all right, bye Saps. Well, they had just said in the background, hey,
yeah. Hey, we're on the Don Meisher on the radio station.
15-20 cars a year.
Wow.
It must be a tiny little deal he's got working, huh? Yeah, oh boy. Here I come again. My butt cheeks have been on this seat. Thank you.
Imagine that. Here comes the Camaro. It's the disc jockey. All right. You sold in the last three cars. I haven't hit my limit this month. I'm three below quota. You gotta let me have him.
Maybe they have a drawing.
He's mine. Here comes the idiot who's going to trade in a car again after 2 months.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, great doing business with you. Love the experience. Love the buying experience. Thank you.
49 at WJFK FM. WJFK AM here now. Buzz Burbank Esquire. Hello to you, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Democrats in the Senate say they'll block a vote on reducing the federal gasoline tax unless it's tied to an increase in the minimum wage. The Republicans now say they may not be voting on the gas tax cut today after all. A former Russian scientist is accused of smuggling out more than 2 pounds of materials for making nuclear weapons, but a Russian security official denies the stuff was radioactive. Instead, he says it could be used to make the housing for nuclear weapons. About 600 firefighters from all over the country are on their way to a blaze in New Mexico that's closing in on a big ski resort, and it could be a long day because the winds in the area are picking up. The story of another lame attempt to make New York cab drivers tolerable. After the sports, next. Important message.
It's strike.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. Now, with a first look at traffic, here's Sherry Licker.
Thank you, Buzz. They're picking up construction right now on the 270 spur, but you may find some brief delays in both directions. A look out for an accident in Montgomery County, northbound 355. Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Thanks, Sherry. In sports, police in Myrtle Beach say former NFL linebacker Lawrence Taylor swallowed the fake crack cocaine he's accused of buying. Taylor is charged with trying to buy $100 worth of crack from an undercover agent. He was arrested less than 24 hours before he was to play at a charity golf tournament. Taylor is okay because police say the fake drugs they use in sting operations are made from food-quality substances and are harmless if swallowed. The lawyer for former Boston Red Sox manager Butch Hobson says his client did have cocaine in his Rhode Island hotel room, but he says the drug was mailed to Hobson in an overnight package without Hobson's consent. Hobson's current bosses, a farm club in Scranton, PA, say they were blindsided by the incident and they've put him on a leave of absence. The O's are in Chicago tonight to play the White Sox. Also in Chicago tonight, the Bulls host the Knicks for Game 2 of that NBA Conference semifinal series. The Bulls are already up by one game. America's sports writers have just elected the Chicago Bulls' Phil Jackson as the NBA's Coach of the Year. He led the Bulls to a league-record 72 wins in the regular season.
You know the old Poindexter.
And the top three finishers in the Kentucky Derby and pre-race favorite Unbridled Song are scheduled to compete in the Preakness next week.
What about my man Pedro?
My man Pedro not listed here.
Oh, bummer.
Pimlico says Derby winner Grindstone, second-place finisher Cavaneer, and third-place Prince of Thieves will all take part in the Preakness.
Pedro says I will not be running any Preakness.
You never saw such a horse. Finally, they are kidding themselves, of course, but the members of the New York City Taxi Cab Commission say they think they've got an answer for all the complaints they get about the rudeness of the city's cab drivers. They say they think the problem is not a lack of manners. They say they think the problem is communication. Since English is indeed a second language for many of the drivers, the commission's decided to teach the drivers some courteous things to say to their passengers.
Oh, my.
In English.
This is great.
Apparently, they're afraid to try this on the guys already driving cabs, so they're focusing instead on the driver trainees, cabbies the next generation. They're giving the new guys a list of 50 courtesy phrases to cover most situations. Phrases like, I'm sorry if you think I am driving too fast, madam. I will slow down immediately. You and I don't even talk like that, but the New York Taxi Commission seems to think the cab drivers will pick this up right away. And as if all that weren't silly enough, the Associated Press sent a reporter out to ask veteran cabbies how they feel about the pocket guide to better manners. One driver said he hates reporters and sent the AP guy packing. Another just plain refused to roll down his window. And yet another driver said he didn't understand the question. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You know the old Buzz. We'll be right back. Thank you, Buzz. On JFK.
The internet is rapidly changing the way...
To succeed.